Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports!
You know, Nick, it was nice for your Chiefs to go back to the pack and help the other teams out. You know?
Yeah.
Just, let's go back to the pack and help, help those Clippers and Raiders catch
up. Very generous.
They lead the division.
They're tied.
No, I think they by virtue of tiebreakers.
Well, yeah, but
they're the leaders.
They're all 6-6.
Yeah, they have to keep playing games.
The playoffs
though,
do not start today, right?
They do not start today.
They like to create drama.
Yeah,
they don't have the option to just stop.
They go back.
No.
They go back to the Clippers.
Lack.
If the playoffs started today, but they don't.
Yeah, I would have some empathy for. I don't have empathy for opposing teams, but I see why they. It happens all the time. You start out 4-5-0, 6-0.
9-0.
And then all of a sudden, 9-0. I forgot about that. But then you just S the bed. That's got to be some coaching, don't you think?
I don't know what it is.
What's that Andy Reid know?
Or is it just the outfits? Is it just wearing is the Chief
I think
uniform?
It's just the Chief thing.
Yeah, I think it must be.
I think it's the lack of interest from their fans. They stop going in the third quarter, and they're up 5, and they're 5-0.
I don't know. I don't know.
I got home. I could have watched the end of that game, but I saw them. Like give 3 first and goals to the Bills. And I'm like, I'm not even watching
penalties, right?
To the Jets,
yeah.
penalties. I'm like, I'm done. I'm not even.
I'm trying to watch the Jets too. I was watching a little bit.
They lost to everybody now.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of enjoying. I'm savoring this year because I know it won't be too far down the road where I will be turning the TV off in disgust.
Well, right.
And I have not turned the TV off in disgust because of the Vikings at any point this year.
No,
and that's unusual.
All the different quarterbacks they've tried, and
you've been waiting.
The theories
waiting
they've had.
Turn that off too. What's going on, Petey?
Well, it'll happen.
I know.
It'll come back.
Yeah.
Got a big stack of football, but news that has shaken the sports world: Russia banned from the Winter Olympics.
I'm waiting for our boy Trump to tweet. He's pissed off about that. I said it earlier.
Yeah, I was not happy about that.
I love that. Well, they're cheaters. They're cheaters.
Yeah, it's shocking
they
that
cheat.
You know, there's first of all that there's cheating in the Olympics, it's and secondly
shocking.
That Russian officials would be behind rigging something.
they do that. They're fine people.
Really
shocking. We need to be their friends.
It's not like them.
As soon as I start caring about the Olympics, this story will be on my radar.
I'm glad they're kicked out, though. I mean, I'm not a fan of the Olympics either, but I'm glad they kicked them out.
You know, the interesting part is there is some faction of Russian Olympic athletes who are not doping.
No, they're allowed. They're allowed to compete.
Well, they're going to have to petition. Like
they take the test, they can compete, but they also have to go under just a sign says beer.
Basically, yes. Or niet.
Generic
it
sign.
It says niet.
You see a time in the future where the Olympics just goes away? Because no city really wants to host it, because you end up with a bunch of white elephants, and it's a big investment.
You would think
you
so,
really
Todd, but
don't
there's
make any money.
7 or 8 major cities in the country, in the world, that bid every year,
every year.
3 or 4 of the finalists, and they're showing up, and because it's prestige and money.
It creates a lot of jobs in a lot of places.
They lose their ass. You're right, Todd.
And then eventually,
the long term effects is horrible.
A lot of U.S. cities don't care anymore. To bid, L.A.'s bidding again, right? Or they get?
Boston
are they getting
one?
L.A.'s getting one.
They're getting one.
I think the bigger cities can handle it because they can kind of just build that into their infrastructure. But these off the wall, like Sochi or whatever, these places that spend $2 billion, they just rot.
Yeah.
I think about that a lot when I'm recycling.
I know.
These Olympic venues that are just rotted. I'm like, does it matter if I throw this can in the trash or not? Or there's just like all these Olympic venues just growing into forests.
Oh, you're right. They're doing that. The ones outside of Russia there, the ones they built in Sochi. It was.
Yeah, which was all, three years ago?
They just have like a soccer stadiums in the middle of nowhere just rotting, right?
Yeah.
They were brand new.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could have their own Olympics there if they can't compete against the world.
I was in Calgary a few years back, and we were driving up into the mountains, and right off the main road, whatever the main Canadian interstate is the ski jump thing. And guess what? Nobody was using it. There are no recreational ski jumpers.
No, it's pretty dangerous. Yeah. Don't you try it, Todd.
No, that scares me.
Well, Todd the Eagle.
Yeah.
Toddy the Eagle.
Don't even start saying that.
Toddy Eagle. Yeah.
Yeah. There's still billions of dollars in sponsorship money that comes in, and you know, to the Olympics. So I mean, until aren't willing to do that part of it, I suppose it'll just keep existing.
Yeah.
Couldn't they just make a permanent home for it?
That's what they always say.
We're going to build this.
Right. They always say that, but then where would it be? You know,
have a summer home in Greece.
China
and
would want
winter
it.
Home
Rome. The U.S. would want it.
Put it in Jerusalem.
Right. There you go.
They've got space.
Yeah, but it's not exactly a hot spot for winter sports.
No.
You got to have your winter sports home.
No, you have, you have two of them.
Pyongyang, or where they're having it this year.
The Russians won't be there.
Pyongyang.
That's my been one of my dreams. I want to ski Pyongyang.
And didn't I read, isn't that another one of those cities like Sochi where it doesn't really snow?
No.
So they trucked some snow in.
It doesn't.
Create the winter.
Sochi is like Russia's, like Florida.
It's like a resort
place.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
Right.
It's like one of the nice places in Russia. Mm-hmm.
The oblivious ball is at it again. The middle ball is no longer going to be on the UCLA basketball team.
I read that his son had no choice. His dad just says, "You do what I do."
Probably.
I mean, that's just horrible the way he treats those kids.
Yeah, he said there's no need to break down a kid's spirit for making a mistake. He's being punished worse than he was in China.
He's being punished because of what he did in China. Where's he going to play now?
Probably nowhere. Probably be homeschooled like the youngest ball.
But you don't go.
Nobody expected this kid to really even be a factor in the UCLA rotation this year. Like, that's kind of underreported. They were not. This kid is not a star
like
his brother.
He's the one that says he might not be an NBA guy.
Right.
His older brother and the guy
and
the
then
kid
the youngest
in high school.
Ball. Yeah. He's just the middle ball, no longer at UCLA.
The Scott ball.
Yeah, he's Scott ball.
He is Scott ball. Only 118 days to Masters Week. Warm thoughts. Jordan Spieth is the favorite in Vegas.
They just
released odds. Any guess on where Tiger falls into the odds to win the Masters?
About
this
3-1.
Top five.
He's about 3-1.
No,
one.
I'd say 30-1.
You got Jordan Spieth at 7-1. Dustin Johnson follows. Then Rory McIlroy. Then a lot of other guys, contenders. Fowler, Day, Rose, a couple other guys. And then Tiger Woods, 10th. He's the 10th favorite in Vegas to win the Masters.
What are the odds?
Yeah.
20-1. Phil Mickelson, 30-1. Adam Scott, Bubba Watson, 40-1. I mean,
he ain't going to win the
Masters. I understand they're trying to make some action, but they also don't want to lose their ass. The 20-1 thing,
nobody's going to bet on that.
Really surprised by that.
I'll give him a buck.
I'll take Tiger.
There's pages and pages of Tiger Woods odds out there.
Yeah.
They're like more so than anything.
Every year. Same crap.
It's amazing. Only 1 month, 2 days. Until the national championship game in college football. Think of that. I mean, it's like we're 120 days away from the Masters, and we're like a third of that away from the college football playoff.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Yeah, why not play this week? Oh, they can't.
Yeah, maybe next week. Yeah.
Well, they got to go to school.
That's right.
The
kids got to get the class.
They
got
to have those extra bowl practices. And
you should explain what a bowl game is to a lot of our audience. What is a bowl game to a lot of our audience?
Oh, no, it feels like we just won a national championship.
According to Facebook?
Nice,
yeah.
Nick.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
No.
A bowl game, kids, is where you get on a plane.
Morons, it does.
And you go to El Paso.
And you go to the zoo, and you see some kids in a hospital, and you get some swag.
Yeah, you get a free backpack.
Backpack. If you want tickets anywhere. RedZoneTickets.com.
Or just walk up.
I think the swag bags.
A certain place, walk up.
Are getting a little less lucrative.
You know, the reports are out of all the swag, the bowl swag.
I think you save that for later on, don't you? During the bowl season, which is now, right?
It's now. It's December 16th. I mean, the anticipation around bowl swag.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Fossil watches, Oakley sunglasses, backpacks, frequent items. But if you're in the New Mexico Bowl, it'll be really exciting. The players at Marshall and Colorado State will get fidget spinners.
Ooh.
Well, they're not cheap at all.
Those things are at every gas station I stop
they
in.
Are.
And that's a bowl gift.
Yeah. Like I told you, they're getting kind of crappy now.
It's a bowl gift?
Yeah, but some of the big ones, you know, like what isn't PlayStation on for the Fiesta Bowl, so all the players get PlayStations.
Yeah,
and
Best Buy cards and Beats and everything. Yeah. I don't think so.
No, you don't get one.
Yeah, I don't think
fans
so.
Don't get one.
Man, even the media used to get bowl swag.
Did they really?
Oh, man.
You went to bowls?
Yeah, you'd walk
in. You went to back when the Huskers used to go to bowls, like, used to go.
Yeah, a Rose Bowl National Championship game. Yeah. You walked in this room, you got picked some Nike sunglasses.
And that was media.
This was media.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That swag has decreased from what I understand. Right. Now you get pens and keychains.
Good stuff.
Ooh, keychain.
Yeah.
Maybe a mouse pad.
Maybe, that's that kind of thing. Yeah, USB with a Sugar Bowl logo on it.
Right. Yep.
And in the Sugar Bowl, Alabama and Clemson play. Alabama's been knocked as a 2-point favorite in that
Alabama's
game
going down!
In the Georgia-Oklahoma game, a pick'em currently. And yesterday we was talking, there's already one projected top pick in the NFL draft that's going to punt on the bowl game. Now it's a Florida State player. They're 6-6. They're going to play in a low tier bowl game. So he's out, but there's some other guys who may not play, and we'll find out more about them. But we asked about Baker Mayfield and his NFL future. So unfortunately,
but he's also playing in the playoffs, so he's going to play.
Well, he's going to play for sure. I was just kind of curious.
He's an NFL prospect.
That's what I was kind of.
What they say?
I didn't know. Apparently, they say he's a fringe first round pick.
Got it.
But then here's the height thing in the NFL. He's listed at 6'1". Most people think he's not quite 6 foot.
They never list you at the same height. You're always taller.
Right. And Russell Wilson is the only NFL starting quarterback under 6 foot. Drew Brees is the only NFL starting quarterback right at 6 foot. That's it. So as far as measurables, Baker Mayfield, doesn't foot the NFL bill. So
yeah, those two guys you named, they haven't had any success.
No.
Right.
Yeah, it's been rough.
Yeah, it's been tough for them.
Just we're counting on you for that. Has there been any pictures of Baker Mayfield standing next to Barry Switzer?
That's a good point. That's what we need. There has to be one somewhere.
We do.
Oh, it might be that one, yeah, sure.
Yes.
Because that's an important part of Petey's algorithm. It's easy if you got Barry Switzer. Fact. He's the gauge.
Well, just tweet Baker Mayfield and ask him.
So we that's right.
Holding the groin.
He's going to lie because, the draft is coming.
That's right. True. Yeah, I'm 6'3".
Expect any truth out of him. Barry Switzer's, got no dog in the race anymore. So
he can tell you.
He was excited somebody to know how tall he was.
Yeah. Somebody asked. Right. Yeah. Somebody cares.
A guy named Holden McGroin.
Well, Holden.
If you ask Baker Mayfield how tall he is, he's going to be like 7 inches.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a douche.
In the business of college football coaching, Tennessee has been failing, so they're on to plan T. T. Martin, possibly.
Really?
A black guy coaching Tennessee?
It's possible.
They gave Fulmer the AD gig. So.
Yep, and Fulmer was his coach. They won a national championship together. Apparently they've had some conversations. Now, I don't know that most people think that T. Martin could get that job. Les Miles still in the hunt for that one, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
Did they play in real grass?
Yeah. Yeah, so he'd have something to eat.
He eats grass,
He'd have something to eat.
They have to make a small Tennessee hat then for Les. Kind of sticks on top of his head. Get the small hat. Yeah. Puts that on.
That's it.
He's like an idiot.
It's like a train conductor.
Yes. And it's kind of this is a reminder that college football, particularly right now, is not about the kids. Chip Kelly, who just took the UCLA job.
Right.
Was obviously formerly at Oregon, really built that program into what it is now, him alongside Phil Knight. So stories now, there's smoke around this, that when it didn't look like it was going to go too well for Chip Kelly with the 49ers, the Oregon had an opening, that they hired Willie Taggart for, the guy who's now left for Florida State, that Phil Knight called Chip Kelly and said, would you be interested in coming back to Oregon?
After already signed the papers, though, right?
Well, this was a year ago.
Got it.
Right? So then this year now passed. Chip Kelly is now back in college. He was interested at the time, but he was going to stick it out with the Niners. Thought he could grow something there. That didn't work out. He took the UCLA job to get back into college football and to get back into the Pac-12. And there's smoke that Phil Knight is now trying to get Chip Kelly to come back to Oregon now. Now,
even before coaches a game,
yes, to he's got the money to buy him out of whatever he signed. Say, come on back up to Oregon, let's do this again.
God, that's so much money, Jesus! That's so much money. Because a buyout, if he leaves in the first 2 weeks
before
signing a contract,
he's done nothing
must be
yet.
A fortune.
Unbelievable.
It's probably $30 million.
Yeah. But you think
he would be roasted for leaving UCLA that quick. Before,
but he'd be honored at Oregon for coming back.
Oh my God!
I hope he does it.
You never go back. You go back. You don't go.
Oregon's
back.
Resources and their facilities are probably a bit stronger than UCLA's.
I think if
right
you go back, there's way too much expectation. If you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You don't. Sure. Can't go home.
It's
you
tough.
Can't go home again.
It's uphill.
Although
there's a reason that saying exists. There's a reason that saying exists. You cannot go home again. Although Bon Jovi will So you can. I hate that song.
He's full of it.
What's he
bon
know about
Jovi
real life?
Know.
That's a song, yeah. And I hate that song.
There was a graph.
What does Richie Sambora think?
Sports Illustrated.
Who said you can't go home? Shut up, Bon Jovi.
And Arizona State leads the league because they owe Todd Graham $12 million. Yeah.
Then there were they asked you for part of that. You're
a couple
big
of
booster.
Other schools. Nebraska,
Larry the Todd
Riley,
guy.
6.6. They didn't add Bo Pelini's salary onto that, though. So I don't know who the league leader is in paying coaches for not coaching.
Yeah.
I saw Bielema at Arkansas. His was almost $12 million
yeah.
too.
Yeah, I think he was two or three.
Sumlin was like 10 or 11.
Yep, he was That's in there as well.
It's all tough. Tens of millions of dollars.
Crazy yeah. tough.
But the thing, the one I saw about Kevin Sumlin, he gets it in a lump. It gets one payment as
in
opposed
the
to the
30
monthly,
days.
Mm-hmm. You know, the monthly installments like some coaches.
What's Frost's buyout? Because I heard the Giants are looking at him.
You know something I noticed? He's starting
four buckets of tears.
Yeah. Really? No.
Millions
sure.
of dollars.
I heard the Giants looking at Frost.
He's starting to feel.
It's coming to me right now. Yeah, it's coming to me. I'm like, Todd.
Check out Facebook.
I'm hearing Facebook. The Giants are looking at Frost, and they got money. It's the Giants, man.
I saw some of the assistant coach salaries, and it's kind of interesting to me. Nebraska did step up and do something they haven't done and paid a coach, you know, market value, what they want their program to be. They're paying a coach $5 million a year. Mm-hmm. But the defensive coordinator apparently is only going to make $800,000.
Well, we saw that defense they played. UCF got the shredded.
Maybe that's why. I guess that's a good point.
Yeah.
Only $500,000?
Well, that was because of the conference.
Or $800,000.
$800,000. Now, when I say only, I understand that that's exponentially higher than what Nebraska fans and Nebraska administration is used to paying.
Right.
But if you look at par for the course of a $5 million head coach, usually those coordinators are making 1.2, 1.3.
Yes.
Those are your guys who are the head coaches next somewhere. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's kind of interesting to me to see those numbers. This day in 1998, there was a late play involving the Jets' Vinny Testaverde. A touchdown that wasn't a touchdown. It was a quarterback sneak. He never got across the goal line. They didn't have a replay. 1998.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jets end up winning, which made Jets coach at the time, Bill Parcells, say, God's playing in some of these games, and he was on our side today.
Oh, yeah. You know what the other team said, by the way?
Suck it, Jesus.
There you go. Greg, way to be there. Thank you. Way to be there, folks. Greg
is teeing that one up.
Right on cue.
We've been playing a lot for years. He knows when to run. He knows when to take the ball and run.
And in the NFL, Gronk apologized to the Juju Smith-Schusters, and the Bengals. A Bengals safety all suspended one game for hits, what the NFL says, on defenseless players.
Yeah, Gronk didn't get enough. They were just – every NFL show yesterday were just ripping the Patriots and Gronk, saying you got to get – they weren't hating Gronk, but as a personality, they said you cannot do this. It was the dirtiest play a lot of those guys have ever seen.
Yeah. And he showed no remorse about it either. He said, I was fed up.
Dumbass.
I was mad. I wasn't getting any calls.
Yeah. and then the strobe lights came on. He danced out of the locker room. Right?
Right. Watch this.
And two or three guys, Marcellus Wiley said, listen, it's the Patriots. They get away with crap. He basically said that.
Yeah, Juju Smith-Schuster's hit was on a crackback or a blindside.
His was at least in the play of the game and a football play.
As was the Bengals safety. Yeah. Gronk
was –
No,
the Bengals he was targeting, but still. Yeah, Gronk was ridiculous.
Within a football play, trying to jar the ball loose. Yeah. Gronk's play was after the whistle. The guy's head was
Seconds
face down.
After, yeah.
He speared him into the back of the head.
With his Terminator elbow pad.
Right, exactly, man.
Yeah. It's the dirtiest play I've seen in years.
It's like the guy had been laying there for about 10 minutes.
Then Gronk just,
I'm going to jump on him.
If that's perfect, that's my boy Harrison or somebody like that, they're crucified.
Probably four games.
I wonder what's the difference is.
Yeah, I've heard two different things. I've heard some people say automatic four-game suspension. Or I've heard people say go to the college rule and introduce a targeting.
Yeah.
Throw them out of the game, make it automatic but reviewable, and if it's in the second half, you sit down the next game. Yeah.
Look, the two hits that happened within the game were actually more vicious than what Gronk did, but Gronk's was more calculated. And it was just
more
egregious.
It could have been more dangerous.
Absolutely, man.
Well, it's just Bush.
And the guy's a concussion.
Yeah, and now he's in the concussion
protocol. It's the Patriots, they're cheaters.
But Gronk was frustrated.
He was frustrated.
Yeah. That's what my son's been saying.
Because we demand to win all the time.
Right.
I didn't watch a whole bunch of that Steeler-Bengal game. But
it was brutal, man.
It was brutal. Yeah,
they hate each other so much.
But 20 years ago, that would have just been a normal football game.
Yeah.
Well, they would have said, that's a hard-hitting physical
Especially
football
Juju's
game.
Especially Juju's hit, because you're allowed to hit. The guy's running to the ball, and he blocks him. Their helmets hit, and he levels them, and that's why you got
defenseless player. Yeah. Yep.
But he's running towards the ball. I don't get that.
Yeah, but that's been one of those points of emphasis.
If you're going to tackle a guy and you turn your head the second way, you're still going to tackle the guy, so why can't you jack his ass?
Yeah.
I just said jack. Yeah. Oh,
why not?
Uncle Randy's dink's bigger than most.
I was thinking of that clip. There were also, I mean, a Bengals.
I know I'm sounding like a homer. I get it. But the fact is, the Gronk thing is worse than both of those.
Absolutely.
By far.
Without question.
Even what the guy from the Bengals did to Brown in the end zone.
I can't believe that the league has put them all in the same light, considering one was well after the whistle.
I wonder why.
But then, Bengals running back left the game. Obviously, Shazier is still hospitalized in Cincinnati.
Right.
There are reports his legs have moved, but like it's been eerily quiet out of all the official camps.
Right.
Yeah. So that game was as hard-hitting as you'll find. I'm sure Aaron Rodgers is excited to get back to that sort of stuff. He's going to be running scout team this week.
Yeah. He's got to sit out. He has to sit out one more week. He could come back he's on the IR, Sunday after next.
Yeah. Watch the Browns beat your ass. That'd be funny as hell.
It wouldn't surprise me a bit. It wouldn't surprise me that they would roll in at 0-11 and beat them.
Yep. It's the NFL. People get paid.
Yeah. Got some other NFL stuff for tomorrow, but noticed, we like covering high school sports.
Yes, we do.
All the time.
Talk high school girls basketball in depth. And
easily.
You might not have noticed the story out of Montana. Final score 102-0.
Dang. Nice.
The other team did not score a bucket.
Zero.
That is
And they ran the clock the entire second half. Apparently what this started with, one girl got sick during the week leading into the game, and then like basically the whole team got sick. So he barely had five players. His coach barely had five players to field a team with.
And they were the scrubs?
And they were, it was a first-year freshman, an eighth grader, three sophomores who hadn't played, like, basketball hardly ever.
Right.
And so they could, like, in the second half, it was a bunch of girls sitting there crying, begging for the clock to be over.
Finish the game.
I've seen some bad schoolgirl basketball before. I can imagine. I can see that happening. Except I would think that some just... let's say press the whole time. Some throw in the air would have went in. Somebody would have went
in. They could barely get the ball.
The other team was
just doing it on purpose after
grinding
a while.
On defense because they wanted to not score. They wanted the shutout.
Yeah. Right.
102-0.
Basketball shutout. That's crazy.
Yes.
Can you imagine if you actually had 2 points and like your relative asked you, what'd you guys, how many points you have? Two? Only 2 points. Only yeah. That was a high score.
100% of my team's points.
We're improving by 200%.
I scored all my team's points today. Great game. No, I had 2 points.
Yeah, we lost by 100.
That is brutal.
And two.
Brutal. Brutal.
Yay, sports.
Comedian Nick Allen with us.
Nope.
You have a gig.
No. Yeah, I'm at the Funny Bone Saturday through Sunday.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good. He's with us today. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.